Some 15,000 reporters descended on Tampa and Charlotte, and an unknown percentage of them bitched and moaned about it. Past experience suggests that many, if not most Americans, only start paying attention to the race from this point on. But political journalists have been on the campaign beat for more than a year. And, writes Politico's Dylan Byers, quote, after 16 months enduring a Republican primary and then a two-man contest so far defined by gaffes, cynicism, knife fights, and rapid-fire news cycles, even the best political reporters want the whole thing over with.
What they see, first and foremost, is two campaigns that have cordoned themselves off and buttoned themselves up and don't want to go on the record, don't want to put out big substantive policy proposals, but rather are in a holding pattern, in a defensive crouch. The second thing you see is a great deal of negative attacks. Negative attacks happen every election cycle, but they seem to be at their worst this time around. A third complaint is that with the pace of social media, everything is moving so fast that the emphasis is on breaking very minor tidbits of news rather than getting the larger, bigger picture. Those would be the three main things that have reporters like Mark Leibovich of the New York Times saying, how am I going to get through this?
But candidates that watch what they say, a news cycle that seems to demand incremental coverage, nastiness and lies, I mean, hasn't it been ever thus?
Yeah, absolutely. And there is some historical amnesia. How many journalists are really pining for the election of Bush, Kerry, or of Clinton, Dole? But I think each campaign sets a precedent for the next, and we're living in the shadow of 2008. And it is very hard for veteran reporters to come off of 2008 and be stuck in this rut that they're feeling here in 2012. People really do feel that we've hit a new low, and some of these reporters have experience going back 20 or 30 years. But yes, politics always gets dirty, and it gets especially dirty when you have an incumbent in office.
How does that contribute to a campaign that is nasty, brutish, and overlong?
What you have when you have an incumbent is the incumbent needs to define the challenger as the wrong course. Don't pick him. He's bad. Give me more time. The challenger has to define the incumbent as being a failure. And so the campaign is already couched in negativity from the very start. If you look at 2008, when neither candidate really wanted to associate themselves with President George W. Bush, they both had to run on their own ideas and their own visions for the country, and especially with these kind of historic figures like Obama, Sarah Palin, there was a lot more about kind of affirming a message.
You wrote that journalists are loathing themselves because somehow, for all the space allowed by print and 24-hour cable news, they couldn't find a way to elevate the discussion and focus on what the 2012 campaign is supposed to be about. Well, boo-hoo, Dylan.
I've seen a lot of feedback, people who say, you know, what your article amounts to is a bunch of people showing up to work and deciding that they didn't want to be at the office that day. We have great jobs, and it's the equivalent of being a sportscaster and covering the Super Bowl. I would caution against suggesting that these reporters are only whining. I think what they're doing is they know how great the political process can be, and they just want it to be more like that. What role can journalists play in elevating the discussion? Could we be spending less time focused on the latest gaffe, on the latest Drudge Report headline, on the latest little item of the day that is going to be gone by the time they print tomorrow's newspapers? And could we just talk about more substantive issues? There are people out there who do that. The viewership for their websites, the readership for those papers, and the ratings for those television shows don't tend to be that high.
This is a commercial business, and people rely on ratings. But surely, with enough imagination, reporters could make the substantive interesting enough to draw audiences as well.
They absolutely could. I spoke to Politico's own editor-in-chief, John Harris, who basically said, you know, reporters shouldn't get so down on themselves. What they do is very important. And report like you give a damn and get out there and do some really great work that you can be proud of so that when you look back at the way that you covered the 2012 campaign, it isn't just a series of tweets and stories that only matter for 20 minutes, but it's really something that did reflect the larger story that was really taking place during this cycle.
Is there some optimism that things might get better, or do you expect this kind of campaign to remain in a holding pattern till November?
The campaign, I think, will largely remain in a holding pattern, but not until November, until the debates. These debates really are going to be the most important events of this election. No matter who you are in this country, if you only want to spend 90 minutes of the entire year paying any attention to the political process, the first debate on October 3rd is the place to do it, because that is going to be the first time that Obama and Romney are in the same room talking to each other, laying out their ideas, and they're going to be held accountable for what they say. I think especially as we break into the last 2 months of this campaign, and as the nation starts to pay attention, you're really going to start to see some of the most substantive pieces coming out.
You know, I have to assume that this story about how miserable so many political reporters feel at the moment had to come from someplace personal. How do you plan to self-medicate?
Well, you know, most of the drinks in Charlotte are free. It is so easy, given the pace of the news cycle, to break the story on Twitter, to get it up on the website as fast as you can. The media is in its own little bubble where breaking it 2 seconds before the other person seems to matter a lot. You go through that for a certain period of time, and then you stop, and you do ask yourself, what am I really doing here? How am I going to create stories that really matter and really make a difference after they get through that period that they spend just trying to break news as fast as possible? Reporters are kind of move on and ask themselves how they can do that.
Dylan Byers writes a blog about media for Politico.com. Thanks very much.
Thank you.